ואז עוד לצווה ובנתונים brings down בזויה לא היסקי ומוישה בזה הסדר מה שאין כן בכל החומש משו שנוילד מוישה אין סדר שלא יהוסקה ואתה משום שאומר מכין אינו מספריך אשר כוספת וכלול הסחוכם אפילו על תנאי בו ונסקיים בזו אז במילא it was נסקיים in this פרשה פונק in this פרשה why פרשה סתצווה פונק פרשה סתצווה so I heard from the Goyen that the Goyen said The Parshas Tetzaveh normally happens near Zion Odo. Moshe died in Zion Odo. Pchinas Histalkus. So he disappeared in Parshas Tetzaveh. But Aturim is Mamshich. V'niskayim beze v'oid d'zui ha-parshim medaberes b'tachsisei keuna. U'mimoshe oiso ha-keuna ha-gdoi lo-lotzes. Moshe really had to be the Kohen Gadol. But because he didn't want to go, it was given to Aaron. So the Meir was like Niskal Shmoy Shel Moshe Mishum Agmas Nefesh. As I said, the Balatu, I saw the Moshe Sternbuch brings down. Moshe was so good; he was masking. Mechein Ino Misifrecho. What, so he suffers forever that he lost his name in the parasha. But Shtobuch brings down that the pshat is the opposite. To teach us how much Moshe was masking to be Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, even to lose his name. He brings down from the Goyen, I think, says, V'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha, not from the Goyen. You have to love Hashem with everything. What you like the most? Olam Haba. To love Hashem, to be masking to give him even the Olam Haba. We know Kivyochel and the Goyim, the people that were very devoted to the kings, were agreed to kill themselves to save the king. Right? Now, they didn't believe in Olam Haba, so they died in the king's state. So what they have to do? But they're so brought up and brainwashed that the king is everything, so the guys were masking to kill themselves. They, you know, the bullet comes, they jump, they save the president, they die. So what is the point? I mean, they don't believe in Olam Haba. But if you believe that this is America, so I have to save it. This is the king, so I have to save it. If the person believes what is Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam and the real Hakara, he doesn't care that he will disappear and Klal Yisrael will stay with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe said, "Mechein ino misifrecho, I will lose the Ruchnius, I will lose the Netzach, I will to stay with Boira Olam, that Klal Yisrael will stay with Boira Olam." So to understand, so Mishterbuch says, this is the covenant of Moshe to show that he was masking that the whole Kol HaTeir Kulo will be not mention his name and be to save Klal Yisrael. So it's not a punishment for Moshe. The Baal HaTurim learns Pshat in the Zohar that it's a punishment. If you read good the Baal HaTurim with the little letters and the big letters and the small letters, he writes down לא יזכיר מוישה בזה הסדר מה שאין גם בכל החומש שמשאו שנולד מוישה אין סדר שלא יוזכר והטעם שאומר מכינו מספריך אשר כוספת זוהר פנחוס וכלול הסחוכם אפילו על תנאי בו this really is the pshat of the Baal HaTurim this is not that the Zohar says that that is the reason and that the Moshe Shtarbuch says the Baal HaTurim is learning pshat that it's a punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Shtarbuch says it's to show ma'alosoi And that Klal Yisrael will remember it. V'horayet, this is what we're doing now. Lo yitzir Parshas Tetzaveh would have Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did you say Mechayin Amisif Recho? But when we will speak about this in Chumashim? Right. When we will speak about it? But now, as Parshas Tetzav is missing, so it's screaming out what Moshe Rabbeinu said, what it means, Mechayin Amisif Recho, Kipshutoi. When we read Mechayin Amisif Recho, what he meant, we don't know exactly. This is what the Moshe Tavor is saying. So it's not, again, the Balaturim learns it's a punishment. ועד את הצו אז בני ישראל ויקחו אליך שמן זית זוך משה פיינשטיין explains חזל say שמן זית זוך כוסיס למוי לאלו ישנאו תומי חזל say that this was for the moy, for the menoches. Rashi brings down. Azeis mir koydish b'machte shein lo toichim b'shaluyu b'shmorim v'achar shalitzi tipo rishayin v'michnisa l'rechayim v'ashem el ha'shen niposu l'manero v'kosher l'manochis sh'nemar kosis l'moir v'lo kosis l'manochis. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Menochis that the Gemara darshens Menochis peivov kosis l'moir, l'moir kosis v'lo l'manochis kosis. Why? Moshe Sternbuch, Moshe Feinstein, Rosh Bnei Agoylo, Lelamdeinu, the Shemen Lamoir is the Aroitze Lehachkim Yadri Menoiro Badore. If you want to have the pureness of Toiro, if you want to have the beauty of Toiro, it's only when it's Shemen Zayis Zoch. When it's not Zoch, it doesn't go. A lot of times we don't understand why in Valojin, when they told them that they have to learn Limud Echol, they closed the yeshiva. No, some yeshivas have Limud Echol today, I heard. Not in America, but in some countries, yeah. Now, I'm not going out to Ashkafa. People here don't understand what is the problem. And they're learning enough and they're learning shtar, Mabaya. Could be even the one that is talking to you doesn't know what is the problem. But Valojin, they closed the yeshiva for that. They closed the yeshiva. So better not to learn the yeshiva. We're not going out to answer and to come to the Ashkof for what is right and what is wrong. But Rav Moshe Feinstein is telling us a yesod. The Torah only goes when it's pure. What is the problem? Grind it, sift it, sift the shemen. We call it in our lashon, filter it. Yeah, have a filter. What is the problem? My phone has a filter. What is the difference? That says it's possible. Oil with a filter is possible. It doesn't shine, but it has a filter. That is good for melachos, for mitzvahs, for askolim. That is good. To learn the Torah, you have to have shemen zayis zoch. The oil is the same thing. I'm saying over what Rav Moshe Feinstein said. You can see it in Rav Moshe Sefer. He says that is the mitzvahs. Chazal say, "Alevai oisi ozovu v'toyrosi shomoru shemoir shebo machzir olemutav." Why we don't see it? Because we don't have the ma'oich, we have the melachas. We have oil with filter and with sifters, yeah? That Torah that comes with people that are filtered, that's very good, but that doesn't shine. They could know what to do, they could go to different places that they only learn halacha shortly, they could go to rabbani that are made, they could do a lot of different things, these people. They could have the halacha straight, it's enough. It's not the Kabbal Tumen, it's not there. They could do a lot of different stuff. Not Shemen Lamoir. Shemen Lamoir is only when it's Zoch. Not cleaned. Not sifted. This is the emotion. And he says, and even a person that has to go to Olam HaMaisa, he says, people have to go to Olam HaMaisa. They have to work. And they come to learn for 2 hours a day. for hours, some minutes a day. Lamushane. Everyone the amount that he could learn. Yeah? Some people admit there's a lot, they have him. Lamushane. How much? But that minute that they learn, hour, two, be clean. Close your phone. Shut your phone. I say, but I can't. The Shabbos they close, right? And Baruch Hashem is a lot of rich yid. Good Shabbos and it's closed. When they drink in Purim, it's also closed. It's better than it's closed. It's not to do mistakes. Yeah? And everything works out. Shemen Lamor. You want the Ma'oyushe B'machziro Lemutov? Be pure. Remember this cloud. As there's a commotion. Then the pasuk is Mamshich v'ato akrev alecha esav anochicha v'ezbono mitoich v'nei Yisrael lecha anoi li v'osisu b'gdikoi l'shla'ar inochicha l'kovid v'lesifores v'eile abgodim asher yasu choyshen v'eifoi. Look, perek chofches pasuk dalet. Tell you something, it's a very interesting thing to know. V'eile abgodim asher yasu choyshen, I think it's called choyshen mishpot, right? Here they forgot where I draw in Mishpat. Later I think that I don't remember. Here it says they forgot. Choyshen ve'eifoy u'meil k'toynes tashbetz. V'osu b'gdekoydesh la'ari nochicho v'osu es'eifoy zov t'cheles v'cheshev afudosoy shisha mishmoyso. Then Perek Posuk Tzvav V'osiso Choyshen Mishpot V'ovu Ayeh V'nosato El Choyshen HaMishpot Esaurim V'esatumim. What is v'nosato el choyshen ha-mishpot es-a-urim ve-es-a-tumim? Rashi learns pshat. They took a piece of cloth and was written on it two shemos, urim ve-tumim, as the Ramban explains, and they put it inside. And Rashi says, cloth. Shal yodoy hoyomeir dvorov umetamem es dvorov, moren yuma. Umemegdesheni hoyo achoyshen, aval loy hoyo oiso Hashem, val shem oiso yaksav kori mishpot, shenemar veshoy aloy be mishpot ha'uri. This paper made it choyshen ha'mishpot. The cloth, the beggar was called choyshen. The paper inside made that you could ask questions, and that made it to call Choyshen HaMishpot. So first the Mefoshim say in Pshat, who written this Ksav? Who written the Ksav? Who written this Ksav? Not Bezalel. Some say it came Me'ashomayim, and some say Moshe Rabbeinu did it. The Orayim, I mean the Sheni that didn't have it, was no one to write it. It's not one of the Melochas. This is the reason, by Bezalel, it doesn't say that he does Choyshen Mishpat. And the Tzivui, to Bezalel, it doesn't say Choyshen Mishpat. It says, Ve'osu es ha'eifoy, ve'osu es ha'choyshen, ya'asu es ha'choyshen. When it speaks about Moshe, it says Ve'osiso. But Beloshen Rabin, it doesn't say Ve'osu. Because this paper was other Hashem, other Mesh. Zog the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol was not enough that the paper was inside. The Kohen Gadol asked the question, and he was Mechaven B'Shem Urim, the Kabbalas, and it started to shine. After the letters shine, he had the Mechaven B'Shem Tumim, and he knew how to read it. I mean, the letters don't have to be lefi, the alphabet way to read it, yeah? The most of the word Abba could be Beis, Aleph, Aleph. And you have to know to put the Aleph, Beis, Aleph. So first was shining letters, This was Urim. Then he was Mechaven Betumim. Now, what was bigger, Urim or Tumim? Tumim. Urim, a child. But a child, even you could see it. Tumim was like a message in his head, what to do. He says, it's bigger from Ruach HaKodesh, smaller from Nevuah. Ramban, pshat in the Pasuk. וזה גדולו מרוח הקודש ופחוסו מנבואה. So the Kohen Gadol asked the question, he saw letters, he finished to see the letters, he was mechaven b'shem tumim, and he knew how to read it. They say over from the Gohen Mivilna, al pi dat, a pshat in the Gemara and Brochas. Everyone knows the story with Chana, she did not have kids and she was davening and begging for kids. ויחשבר אלי לשיקוירו. Because she was davening quiet, Rax for so noise, Vekoilo lo yishoma. Vayachshever eili leshikoiro. And he told her, you're not allowed to drink wine. And she told him, Isho ksheiro anoichi. So the Loshon HaGemara is, in Broches, לא ידעיני אישו כשסרוח אנוכי ויין ושיחור לא ישותיסי. רשי says כשירו אני גמור says לא ידעיני, לא ידעיני אתו בדובר זה ולא ירוח הקודש שוירו עליך שאתה חושדני שאני שיקוירו. She's telling Eli, Eli, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you think I'm drunk. You choshen me, choshen b'ksheirin. So what? You don't have Ruach HaKodesh? Every time. Zog the Goen, Eli asked Be'urim v'tumim, what is going on here? Chaim Gariyevsky in the Chsicho asks, what every time when the Gengoto didn't know what is happening, he asked Be'urim v'tumim. And he says two terutzim. First, Chana was in the Via, and he saw one of the Nevias getting drunk. He didn't know what is going on here. Yeah, a guy walks in the street Friday, sees a yeshiva bocher drunk. He knows he's not chrum. Yeah, a yeshiva bocher doesn't drink during the week. If you see a yeshiva bocher drunk, you have to think maybe he's not shemel teyrom mitzvahs. A yeshiva bocher doesn't drink during the week. It's a tzorich in if you see a yeshiva bocher drunk during the week. I'm telling you, I checked, and in the end you find out that he's not a yeshiva bocher. Almost 99.99. A yeshiva bocher doesn't drink, but it's not megiana. So Eli sees a Nevi'ah drinking, he says, you know, it's Nevi'ah, out of the beer. We don't want such people. So he right away, he's asking Be'urim v'tumim, what is going on here? Someone is drinking. This is one third of Chaim Kanievsky says. Second of Chaim Kanievsky says, oh, no, he's allowed to ask. The Kohen Gadol could ask what will be the weather if it snows, so he's allowed to ask. But shaking the Gemara in Yom Le'Tzorech, then he has to ask. But he could ask to do a Shidduch Lad, he could ask anyone that he wants. But back in the Nadal. So Eli asked in Urim v'Tumim, what is going on here? You know what letters showed up? Shin Chof Reish Hei. What is Shin Chof Reish Hei? What? Shikoiro. If you do Tumim, the Tumim will say Kesheiro. So he did Urim and started to shine. But the Tumim didn't work out for him, Mishuma. She told him, Zog de Goyim, Lo Yeruach HaKodesh Shoyro Alecho. If you think that I'm drunk, Eli, it's not working for you, the Tumim with Tumim. You don't have the Ruach HaKodesh of Tumim. Azei de Goyim learns Pshat and the Gemara and Brochas with the Rashi. And the new Gemara is they changed the Rashi here, but she told him, Lo Yishok Shas Ruach HaNoichi V'yayim V'sheikhi Lo Yishotisi. And Rashi says, V'ksheiro Ali. Was a shayla. So first, say, yeah, guy drinks and she can kosher. That's the pashas, yeah. But the new gemara is printed with people getting money. They didn't agree to that, yeah. So they took it out. What, a guy that drinks is not kosher. Yeah, I think it's true. So but the goyin is miyashiv. Rashi means she told him ksheiro. You got it wrong. And this is what the gemara says. Lo yadoyni ato bedovor ze velo yiruach hakoyde sheiro alecho. She didn't stand tell you don't have Ruach HaKodesh because you don't know who I am. You asked in the Urim v'Tumim, Kohen Gadol, how you can answer wrong? You have to realize you don't have Ruach HaKodesh today. That the Tumim is not working for you. As they begin to lose pshat. trying to explain that this Ramban with this Goyen, it's not a pshat in the parsha. The Goyen with the Ramban, this is the Seder Advorim. It was a Choyshen, and the Choyshen they put Urim v'Tumim, as is a Rashi. The Tumim, Urim v'Tumim made it Choyshen Mishpot. This is the reason only when Moshe is busy with it, it's called Choyshen Mishpot. Normally it's called Choyshen. This was not done on the day Bezalel Zog the Mephoshim. It was done on the Meshamayim. There were Moshe Klaf to Moshe. On the Moshe written it, and Taka Rashi says, and by shame, they didn't have the Klaf. Now they didn't have only the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Ramban says it works. Godel mi Ruach HaKodesh v'pochis mi Nevuah. That was the avodah of the Koyin. Pasuk is mamshich v'osiso es ha-me'il ha-eifod kril t'cheles v'hoyo piroisha v'seicho yisofo yelepiv sovi ma'asoyre rimonei t'cheles pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin pa'amoin zahov v'rimon. The me'il had bells and rimoinim from gold. How it was Machlek is Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learns the Rimoin is like an empty egg. Rashi says, like an egg, an empty egg. Inside was the bell. I'm sorry, forget. The Ramban learns it. Rashi learns was an egg. In between the eggs, the Rimoin was like an egg. In between the eggs was bells. Rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin. The Ramban learns Ram lo yodati lom osu arav pa'amoinim le'atzmom, pa'amoin ben shtei rimoinim. He says that is the pshat, so why we need the eggs? Why we need the rimoin? Maybe for beauty? And he said, for beauty, make it like apples. Yasek moi tapuch hezor, why pum kachimoy? Vahoy? Aval em betoy choy mamish, arimoynim chalulim, asuyim kim arimoynim ktaynim, shaloi posu piyem, vapimoynim tmunim betoy choy. And how much 72? So machlek is stop to know, machlek is Rashi and Ramba. Rashi learns, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin. The Velt says, it's a beautiful shitosa. Gemara says, well, 72 bells and 72 rimoin. So, lefi Rashi, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin. Lefi the Ramban, inside. How the me'il was done? Like a dress or like a tzitzis? A dress or a tzitzis? Rashi learns like a dress. The Ramban learns like a tzitzis. Doesn't have to be open completely. A dress that is cut in the bottom. On both sides. Achlekes. Now look very the Pashta the Cheshma. The Firashi that was like a tzitzis. No, the Firashi was like a dress. The Fir Ramban was like a tzitzis. If it's a tzitzis, and you have Rimoin, Pa'amoin, Zahov Rimoin, Pa'amon Zahov Rimoin. So the Gemara says, in between every two Rimoinim, you had a Pa'amoin. Rashi learns in between, mean Rimoin, Pa'amoin, Rimoin. And the Ramban learns in between means inside the Rimoin. Lefi Rashi, lefi the Ramban, that it's not a dress. So if you learn like Rashi, Rimoin, Pa'amoin, Rimoin, Pa'amoin, Rimoin. So you have to have more rimoinim from pa'amoinim. If in between every two rimoinim you have a pa'amoin, it can be 72 from each. Because every time at the beginning of the beged, you have to have, what do you have at the edges? Rimoin, rimoin, pa'amoin, rimoin, pa'amoin, rimoin. Masha'en, if you're Rashi, then it's like a dress, it doesn't make a difference. It's pa'amoin, rimoin, it just works out. So Rashi the Shitosi could learn that the Rimoinim are in between the Pa'amoinim. Masha'enken, the Ramban, could not learn like that. So Bemele he learned that it's inside, as I said, the Kriya Sefer, like the Kasha, that the Ramban learns like the Ramban. that the Rimonim, the Pa'amonim were inside the Rimonim, and he learned that it was like a tzitzis. For the Kiyas Sefer, so how the Gemara says it was 72. For the Cheshbon, it doesn't work. If you have, and he says, it's a Chlema Shemitztalfim Shnei Atzdodim. Adoichak. And then the Pesach is Mamshach. V'hoyo al aroin l'shores v'nishma koiloi bevoyo yel ha-koilesh ifnei Hashem u'betzeisoi v'lo yomus. It will make noise. It will make noise. Derech Eretz, Rashi says, Lindo Tere Derech Eretz. As a Purim Dike Balaturim here, and I want a little bit to explain them. Balaturim we know is the tour. I'll explain to you how you learn a Balaturim. If you understand it good, you also have what to say in Purim. V'hoyo al aroin l'shores v'nishma koiloi bevoyo el ha-koidesh lifnei Hashem u'betzeise v'lo yomus. We will hear when Aaron will walk in with the meal. Chazal say, Limdo Teir Derech Eretz, before you come in, everyone knows all the Gdolim, all of them I saw, they never walk into their house without knocking on the door before they go in. You never walk into a room, without knocking. Even your own house, you knock and then you come in. It's the thing you have to get used to. Come home, you knock and you walk in. Not boom, Aesop walks in. Come back to your room. You knock and you come in. Only if you have to chak someone using your stuff, then it's shasat chak, yeah? The way to learn Balaturim is, the Balaturim has a mahalach. One of his big mahalachim is, he tries to find where all of the Tanakh, the same word, shows up, and then he makes the shtickle. So it says by us, v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi. Zog de Balaturim, Sholosh b'mesoiros. Three times in Tanakh we have the word v'nishma. Where we have the word v'nishma? No? What? Can't hear. Can't hear. Where? Oh, so one is what Vicky is saying. Nase v'nishma. And what Moshe is saying, the Megillah, v'nishma pisgam ha-melech. And the third one is by us, v'nishma koiloi. So come, we'll start to see the Balaturim. V'nishma pisgam ha-melech. I'm sorry, v'nishma, gimel b'mesoiro. V'nishma koiloi b'voyo el ha-koidesh, by us. Kol asher diber Hashem na'ase v'nishma. V'nishma pisgam ha-melech. Till here, no. V'haynu de'amrinen b'megile. Omar Rabbe, Megile v'Talmud Torah, Mikro Megile Odif. Mikro Megile v'Avoido, Mikro Megile Odif. Megile is better from learning, and Megile is better from Avoido. Why? Learning is Nasa v'Nishma. V'Nishma koilo b'voyo l'koidesh, it's Avoido. And says, V'nishma pisgam ha-melech ki rabo hi. This V'nishma is bigger from the other two. We're learning two now. We're not learning a paper sheet for Shabbos. Yeah? So I want first to read the two. We'll explain the oimik. But first, it's time to know the Balatur. Omar Rabbe, V'haynu de'amrim v'megila, Omar Rabbe, Mikro Megila v'Talmud Torah, Mikro Megila Odesh. Mikro Megillah ve'avoido Mikro Megillah odi. V'haynu kol asher diber Hashem na'ase v'haynu Talmud Torah ve'avoido d'chsiv bo v'nishma koiloi v'nishma pisgam ha-melech haynu kriyas Megillah v'somach kira bo'i alma de'odi v'tfei v'gam rabbe ko'omar lo. It's a name of a rabbe. Tu. First, for the pshutim shebochem. Today is no pshutim, all the pshutim are on the masks. Yeah? I mean, mask of the face. But first, Ashayna Balaturi. Yeah, but what it is? Vashtek. State that the oimek of Mikro Megillah is more from Talmud Torah and Avoido, because Mikro Megillah has to bring you to Vahodar Kiblua Bimeach Hashveirosh. and Yemei Atzimois Ve'Azaokois Ve'Atfilo Mekumegilo includes both. He includes also Talmud Torah and also Avodah. The Gemara says Talmud Torah, we have to learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag in Megillah, and the Gemara says Kriyoso, this is the limud of the Megillah. And the Tfilo, that Be'etzem is brought down Keili Keili Lomo Azavtoni, that Esther Davin, and this is Be'etzem the Avodah. So it's brought down, it says in the end of the Megillah, the Yisrael, Ma'ase Mordechai, Achashveirosh B'chol, Aloheimo B'Sefer Divrei Hayomim Asher L'Malchei Poras U'Modai. Why is some Marimokim weird to see the history? It's brought down that Megillas Esther is not history. History Aloheimo K'suvim. Here it's to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach al Ha'olam and how it brings you to Talmud Torah. So Ki Rabohi, it means that the Avodah is Rabohi. The Megillas Esther has to bring you during Purim to all of these three things. I'm saying it B'doifin HaKal Sheboi. B'doifin HaKal Sheboi. Maybe we'll take it to one more step. It says Simbo Znei Yeshua, this week is Parsha Zochor. Simbo Znei Yeshua, Ki Mochoi Emche, Ezecher Amolek, Mitachas Hashomai. Ve'em Hashem El Moshe, K'soiv Zoi Zibakorim Ba'Sefer, V'Simbo Oznei Yeshua. What is the Shaychus to Oznei Yeshua? This famous vault that they bring down that Timcha is Zecher Amolek and Zecher Amolek. So here it's not enough that saves the Zikorim Basefer and Osin Bozne Yeshua. Pskerov brings down how to read it. Normally it's enough to see it. Over here we know Yoav had a mistake. Yoav said Timcha is Zecher Amolek. So here you have to put it Bozne Yeshua. You have to read it to Yeshua that he will know that it's Timcha Zecher Amolek, Zecher Amolek and not Zohar Amolek. Simba Ozne Yeshua. But Be'emes, it's more from that. When Yoav didn't kill, when Shaul didn't kill all of the Schorim, he came back, Shmuel tells him, Haloi lishmoya mizevach toiv. Haloi lishmoya mizevach toiv. Chazal say, Shimi ben Kish, Sheshoma Hashem es Tfilosoi. So he's called Shimi ben Kish, Sheshoma Hashem es Tfilosoi. Ameisir oizmoi lishmoya gam Tfilosoi toyeivo. As a musig of Shmiya. Shmiya is more from Re'iya. Re'iya, you see, Shmiya, you take inside to yourself. Be'echot be'odo mashmim al ashkolim. As a musig of mashmim. Nishma pisgam amelech means that the mikro megillah is not only to read it. It's to hear it. It's to hear it. We spoke about it yesterday in Shir. The end of Shir, that the Bis Yosef holds that even if you don't have to be Mashmi'a La'oznoi, and call it in a kula and shmag because I'm Mosin, but in Mikro Megillah you have to be Mashmi'a La'oznoi. The Bis Yosef holds that it's Me'akev. We don't pass it like that. Why? And Mikro Megillah is the Inyan Lishmoya. It's not only to say it, it's to live it. The Nishma Pisgam HaMelech. And when a person has the Nishma Pisgam HaMelech, then it's Take Kirabohi. Then Take becomes bigger. So Tefillah has a Shmiah, and learning has a Shmiah, all of them called the Shmiah, but here it's Kirabohi. Here it's Kirabohi. So when a person comes to Purim, what is Mikro Megillah Odif on Talmud Torah? When Mikro Megillah is Odif on Avodah, is if a person is Shemeya. If a person is Shemeya, the Hainu, learning also has sitting and learning, but it's a Madrege Naase V'Nishma. Avodah also has Yishech, but it's V'Nishma Koilui. Was a part in the Avodah that has a Shmiah. And it's Nishma Pisgam HaMelech, that is the Megillah. Again, not only that people realize it, that people heard it. And our Avodah is Sim Be'ozne Yoshua. Chiyas HaMelech was also a special mitzvah. To the Briskiro, everyone is asking why this mitzvah was Sim Be'ozne Yoshua. Why Ozne Yoshua? Tell Yeshua, everything was told to Yeshua. Michiah Samolik was Simba Ozne Yeshua. So again, the Goyen says, put the Zohar on the Zeicher, that is Simba Ozne Yeshua. So it also could be a Pshat. But the Oymek Advorim is, the Taket Mikro Megillah is the Inyan of Lishmoya. A person has to be happy in Purim, but to take out the message of Purim. The message is a message that comes out in Purim. There's two gersos, it's come Rav v'shachta l'Rav Zeir or come Rav v'shachta l'Rav Zeir. But the Torah says, and Rav is the Bala Meimre. Rav is the Bala Meimre. That if a person, what makes Purim so special is, when a person makes it to become the Spitz Yom Avodah, the Spitz Yom Tefillah, and the Spitz Yom of Kabbalah Sateire, then the Mikro Megillah Taka becomes more from all of them. We'll finish. It's another word, the Pashas Tzavis Taka Alamol, in this Tkufa of the year, the Klal, it's Pashas Zohar, around Pashas Zohar. Then the Pasuk is Mamshik. It says like this: V'chogarta oisom avnet, v'chovashto lohem mugbois. Start from the beginning. V'lokachto abgodim v'ilbashto esal. וסבונוב תקריב וילבשתום קוטונוס לשון רבים וחוגרתו איסום אבנת וחובשתו להם מקבויס. So it says kutonois loshen rabim, mikbois loshen rabim, and avnet loshen yochi. So the Mishnah Chochma says that every clothes, the halacha was the Kohen Gadol had to fit exactly. They had 17.1, 0.2, 0.3, large, medium, extra, extra, extra large. They had everything. Why? The Kohanim had to fit exactly. Moses, you're not allowed to have ear in between the beggar. It had to be exactly. So it was a lot of kind of sizes for the Kohanim. Avnet was a god. It went around and around. Lamed Beis Am, it doesn't make a difference. Small Kohen, more rounds. Bigger Kohen, less rounds. So the Avnet was one size. So Meile Zogdi Meshechochme, V'ilbashto Lehem Kutonis, everyone his. Mikvoyes, everyone had his. Avnet was one Avnet, everyone got it. Just everyone had a different amount, how much they went around with the Avnet.